taking people, putting them down on the ground and beating them with pipes.
The flotilla conflict, as played out on American television, can often tell a different story than the one shown by international outlets.
Why did this group purposefully provoke this?
In spite of world outrage and condemnation of Israel's attack against humanitarian activists, national cable networks have in large part come to Israel's defense. Consider this guest analysis by the man who almost became America's president.
This is another step in a chain of unfortunate events, beginning with President Obama's insistence that there be a freeze as a precondition for peace talks, a freeze on settlements in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel,
Senator,
not a settlement.
I'm a peace activist, but I'm going to die a martyr.
Fox News' Glenn Beck lived up to his hard-earned stereotype for performance rather than news.
The IHH and Free Gaza refused. Why? Why? Could it be that maybe aid was the furthest thing from their minds? Ask yourself, did these humanitarians, these peace activists, suddenly have a jihad turning point on board the ship?
The blur between news and entertainment is a line that is often crossed in the United States, especially by the biggest cable channels. But it's not lost at the D.C.-based liberal watchdog group Media Matters. M.J. Rosenberg has analyzed U.S.-Israeli relations for decades and is startled by the lack of journalistic standards.
Basically, their shows could have been produced by the Israelis. The cable news, particularly Fox News, and to a somewhat lesser extent CNN, and those are the two biggest cable companies here, have been utterly one-sided and have taken their usual pro-Israel approach. Israel can do no wrong. They put together panels in which every single person takes the Israeli side.
If the Arabs laid down their arms, there would be no more war. And if the Israelis laid down their arms, there'd be no more Israel. And nobody can disagree with that. It's just true.
For those U.S. journalists bothering to actually visit the Strip, a more nuanced picture emerges.
Our people there saw a great humanitarian crisis and families still living in tents a year and a half after the Israeli invasion, no construction. And at the same time, Netanyahu told the country tonight that there is no humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Since the founding of the State of Israel in 1948, critics have alleged that the American media coverage of the conflict hasn't always been fair and balanced. Now that's in spite of the principal underpinnings of the American media industry, which is aptly summed here at the museum in Washington. Here's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. It reads, "Let the people know the facts and the country will be safe." When it comes to the flotilla crisis, only history can be the judge of whether the American media has served its purpose. Clayton Swisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.